This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Jones' son burns down gas station, murders innocent man in wheelchair. That's what they say. They say we burned down the Antifa camp. Doesn't matter. We have all the HD footage. We didn't.
I'm sure I'll be accused of committing a hate crime.
Yeah. All right. Look, in closing, Paul Joseph Watson's about to take over. This is a very dangerous time right now. It's a very, very sad time. And all these criminals have been given a green light to go crazy. What do you think's coming next?
You know what? I have never felt this generally uneasy about, like, I have this big fear of a really horrible mass shooting happening in the next couple of weeks.
I think Owen and you are right. I think they're going to stage a mass shooting.
I think that there's going to be at least 30
people.
They're
going to say a white supremacist kills a bunch of black people to trigger the martial law.
It'll be some guy that's whacked out on SSRIs. He's going to kill a whole mob of people. It's going to be really bad. I have this horrible feeling about what's coming up because this is the perfect storm. This is what they've always wanted. You've had people locked in their homes for 2 or 3 months. You have people that are angry and outraged about the death of this man. You have people out in the streets burning and looting and pillaging. It only takes one person to go out that they might set up. This is the perfect time for a false flag. That's what I'm trying to say.
We're in the season of it.
This is exactly what they need to get the focus off of them and get the focus off of them and get the focus onto the issues that they what they want to press.
So we should start #fake mass shooting right now because it's coming.
I 100% believe in the next week or two there are going to be at least 10 people dead in some major city in the U.S.
Well, they already killed a bunch of cops. And all day we looked at the names of the police. They wouldn't even put the names out of the cops they shot.
Yeah,
because they won't. And it's not about working police. It's about humans.
Alex, their lives don't matter.
Alex, you're supposed to say daddy.
Alex.
You're supposed to say papa.
I'm confronting racism right now. I mean, their lives don't matter. Do you understand that as a white person, you're not allowed to speak about the issues of people of color? You're supposed to, your job is to be an ally. And you're not being an ally right now.
I'm supposed to say I'm mad?
You're supposed to change your Instagram profile picture. Because that's how you stop racism. I mean, everyone I went to high school with, everyone I'm still going to high school with, every person.
You're out of high school now.
No, I haven't graduated yet.
You got like one more test.
Yeah, whatever. Everyone I went to high school with, everyone I know that's in college, everyone in my.
But don't contradict.
Everyone I know in my age group.
Not respectful.
Everyone I know in my age group. Stop interrupting me. You love to interrupt.
There he goes. You're going to join Alan. How about you and Alan Keyes do a show? You fund this whole operation, you and Alan Keyes. I want to interrupt.
Let's not interrupt.
Rex, you're going to be interrupted right now. Stop it.
Everyone I know in my age group is just virtue signaling on social media. Everyone I know. It's like that video of the woman getting on her knees because the person told her to. Like, as a white person, I can't speak to what's going on.
Saying you're bad. You're a bad person. All right, Rex, good talking to you. Appreciate you coming in. Hold on just a minute. We're going to end this transmission. We got Paul Joseph Watson, the illegitimate ninth son of Queen Elizabeth II. But by the way,
that's not true.
No, he's part of the royal family. Yeah, no, that's a big secret that Queen Elizabeth mated with Prince Charles, and they had Paul Watson.
Mm. You're a funny guy. I love you. I love you, Dad.
Also, Rex. We burned down the homeless camp.
I know. We got a little bit of time left. I have received at least 10 messages from people I went to high school with accusing me of setting a homeless camp.
Well, that's how leftist propaganda works. They lie about me. I don't know about you. Hey, listen. Paul Watson is not related to Queen Elizabeth II, though he was her major consort and is the father of Prince Charles. But seriously, 60% off across the board flash sales. Got to end the next day or two. Infowarsstore.com. Supermel Vitality Knockout. Brain Force Buffers.
I got to say, personally, I've been taking the Turbo Force, and I feel so much better.
DNA Force Plus. My plan. Not your plan. DNA Force. Quoting Baron Harkonnen right there. DNA Force Plus. 60% off. Never before done. Infowarsstore.com. Think about that. All right. son of Queen Elizabeth II, Paul Reed.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We are live, and where to start? I tweeted this earlier. We live in an era where truth is not determined by objective reality, but by fear of consequences from the mob if you don't accept and amplify their version of it. And I got a little taste of that because we have our own Black Lives Matter protests going on in London right now. Of course, we had anti-lockdown protests a couple of weeks ago. The media publicly humiliated and shamed the people involved in those, and many of them were arrested for not social distancing. But thousands of Black Lives Matter Antifa protesters descended on the U.S. Embassy on Sunday afternoon to protest against the death of George Floyd. And I had the great honor to be stuck right in the middle of that protest in a car on a boiling hot day with a massive hangover for 2 hours solid. And this is what happened. Basically, they blocked the end of the road where the U.S. Embassy is, which is like 9 minutes away from where I live. Blocked the road. There was a line of police, probably about 20 police officers doing absolutely nothing. Of course, they were probably, you know, the rest of them were probably busy arresting people for mean tweets, arresting fathers of grooming gang victims, because apparently that's more important. They were doing nothing. The protesters were blocking the road. And the protesters, both black and white, were walking in between all the cars as they were stuck. You can find this on my Twitter, by the way. There it is. There's a video of the protest near Westminster. There's another one. If you scroll right down on my profile, there's a video where there's a U.S. flag in the video and all these protesters and all these cars. That's where I was stuck. And the protesters, again, both black and white, would go in between the cars, glaring at the people in the vehicles to check for evidence of face crime. Now, what is face crime? Well, it's something that was enforced by the party in George Orwell's 1984. And it was described as to wear an improper expression on your face. And of course, that meant if you weren't showing enough fealty, enough enthusiasm for the party, for Big Brother, enough hatred against Goldstein in terms of the 2 minutes hate, then you were deemed to be suspect. And that's exactly what was happening during this Black Lives Matter protest down there at the U.S. Embassy. So they were glaring at everybody in the cars, the white people in the cars, again, both black and white demonstrators. And if you didn't show fealty, if you didn't give a thumbs up, if you didn't beep in support of Black Lives Matter, then you were harassed. And we had to roll up the windows because they were trying to get in the windows. They were trying to put flyers in the windows because I had an improper facial expression because I wasn't supporting their protest. Literally, did a massive hangover and 3 hours sleep. Whoever was there with me stuck in a boiling hot car for 2 hours, I wasn't going to be very happy about it. But they were banging on the windows. They were harassing people. They were trying to put flyers through the windows and saying, you're not showing the proper support. You need to check your white privilege. Here's a flyer. You need to read this. So I got a little taste of that on Sunday. There you see the video. And I was right in the middle of that.
And now, today, that spilled over into Blackout Tuesday, which the guys were talking about there before the break. Headline out of The Guardian, Blackout Tuesday, black squares dominate social media and spark debate. As millions of white girls posting images of black squares on Instagram is surely going to end racism, right? And what's even more interesting is that I know people, like Rex was talking about before, I know people from my past, who I don't really speak to that much anymore, but, you know, still follow them on social media, on Instagram, and they know all about Antifa. They know all about Black Lives Matter. They know all about this looting, this rioting, these beatings of innocent people, setting fire to businesses owned by black people. They know all about it. But even they have been kowtowed into amplifying this mob message of supporting Black Lives Matter, of supporting Antifa with this Blackout Tuesday. The protest movement, sparked by the death in police custody of George Floyd in Minneapolis, spread from the music business to social media on Tuesday as major institutions around the world posted black squares and stopped online activity in solidarity. And again, this is also being led by the celebrities, some of whom have donated up to $200,000 to get these criminals, these rioters, out of jail. In fact, I'm going to go on to a story in the next segment where there's literally a woman crying her eyes out because her sister was killed by a protester. How many celebrities? Is Seth Rogen going to donate to that family? Her sister was literally shot by another protester and is now dead as she was leaving a protest in Ohio. Is she going to get a single dollar from these celebrities who are paying up to $200,000 to bail criminals out of jail? Are any of those businesses owned by black people going to get a single dollar from these celebrities who are donating up to $200,000 to bail out rioters and criminals from jail? Not so far that I've seen. There was a GoFundMe for the guy who lost his business back a couple of days ago and went viral. But again, that was, you know, the donations came straight from the people. I didn't see any celebrity supporting that. Didn't see any major corporation supporting that. On that subject, headline, Apple freezes browse feature of music app and replaces it with F the Police playlist. Yes, now you can't even choose your own music on the Apple Music app. If you go to the browse feature or the radio feature, they're completely inactive today and have been replaced by an F the Police playlist. You don't know what F the Police is. It's a song by NWA, and it includes these lyrics. Remember, this is the Apple Corporation endorsing this. Quote, beat the police out of shape, and when I'm finished, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Punk police are afraid of me, a young N-word on the warpath, and when I'm finished, it's going to be a bloodbath of cops dying in L.A. This message is endorsed by Apple. Bear in mind, Apple, the same corporation that uses Chinese slave labor in factories where they literally have to put suicide nets around the factories because the workers are so abused and want to kill themselves on a regular basis. But yeah, they really care about injustice. This is the same corporation that removed an app from their store that was enabling the Hong Kong protesters to organize in their protests against Chinese communist government oppression. Removed the app that helped them organize, but they really care about injustice. Absolutely incredible. Now they're controlling what music you can listen to on their app. And again, it goes back to, you don't fall in line with the mob. Virtue signaling is now not enough. I'm going to get onto another story of a fashion designer who didn't donate enough money to Black Lives Matter, so now he's been publicly shamed. So silence, if you just don't say anything about it, the mob will come after you anyway. If you do say something about it, and if you support it, but not vehemently enough, the mob will come after you anyway. This is mob rule writ large. Absolutely incredible. And in fact, we'll play it after the break. But there's a clip from Doctor Who from about 10, 15 years ago where everybody's receiving the same information on their phones and it's eliciting the same reactions, and it's parallel with what Apple's doing today with this feature on their app. Meanwhile, Nickelodeon frightens children with I can't breathe virtue signal. We're going to play this clip after the break as well. And the woman who posted this clip, by the way, who was a Trump supporter, it's a video of a promo played on Nickelodeon where they play this creepy, heavy breathing sound, and then I can't breathe is the text that splashed up to children. The kid's crying in the background saying he's scared, please turn it off. This woman's on the video, which was uploaded to Twitter, saying, no, I just want to see what this message says. That went viral overnight. I think it got about 3 million views. About an hour ago, she had to delete her entire Twitter account because, again, she was getting death threats, violent threats, intimidation from the mob. If you don't support their message, they will come after you like never before. I'm going to get into that and more, and also talk about the origins of the Black Lives Matter movement, because, of course, CNN still tells us that they're all peaceful, loving, tolerant people. Yet, if you look at who their inspirational guru is, suggests something very different. We'll get into that and more on the other side. Summit.news, don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Signaling devolved from people echoing social justice dogma for brownie points to people echoing social justice dogma because they're so terrified of their friends, their colleagues attacking them for not loudly proclaiming that they share the same opinion as everyone else. This enforcement of uniformity of thinking is perhaps one of the most chilling things to come out the past few days, because below the rioting, looting, and rampant violence that we've seen across America, we also have transnational entertainment corporations currently prostrating themselves to support protests in America. They were noticeably silent, weren't they, when protesters were demonstrating against Chinese communist oppression in Hong Kong. And in fact, many large corporations like the NBA openly supported China during that vicious oppression of protesters in Hong Kong. Almost like the billions they make from China is more important than supporting justice. And we see another example of that today with Apple, which again uses slave labor in China, where at the factories they literally have to have suicide nets around the entire complex because people try to kill themselves on a regular basis. But they care about justice. Now they've literally hijacked people's phones. Apple has frozen the browse feature on its music app and replaced it with a playlist that includes the song F the Police, which is about killing police officers, in case you didn't know. The stunt is part of Blackout Tuesday, with celebrities and corporations bombarding social media with messages. Blacked out squares about how much they support the violent riots, I mean protests, taking place across America. It's funny, though, now, because within about 3 hours of this Blackout Tuesday trending, they turned on each other once again and said, well, no, putting a black square on Instagram isn't really going to do much to address racial inequality, so now those people are being attacked for doing that. When a user tries to access the browse feature on the app, they are met with a message that says, in steadfast support the black voices that define music, creativity, and culture, we use ours. I checked it on my own phone, you can check it for yourself. And one of the playlist tracks is F the Police, which is about killing cops. Faith Goldie tweeted, so Apple Music won't let me listen to my own music while I remain quarantined against my will, but it's forcing me to listen to rap music about burning down American cities. Then you have Nickelodeon, which has also jumped on board with this massive corporate virtue signal because suddenly they really care about justice. A video clip shows a frightened child asking his mother to turn off a Nickelodeon promo, which features the sound of heavy breathing and the words, I can't breathe, as a corporate virtue signal to recognize the death of George Floyd. And we have that clip. Let's play it now.
Stop it. I hate it. Stop it.
Hey, I will. I just want to see what's happening here. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Okay, I will change it.
Okay.
So there you have children being frightened and brainwashed with this message that black people are being indiscriminately targeted for death by cops, which, as I'm going to get into the next segment, is completely not true. The very basis of these entire protests is completely erroneous. But after the clip went viral that you just heard, the mother was completely ripped apart by a hateful mob of respondents on Twitter, because of course she was. And in fact, Nickelodeon was trending. The words that she used in this tweet were trending. Got about 2 million views on the video, and she deleted her entire Twitter account because no doubt she was getting violent death threats in the messages. In fact, I remember I did a viral video about the Pittsburgh riots, I think it was back in 2016, which got about 19 million views on Facebook, woke up the next day to about 36 direct death threats because these people are very tolerant, very loving, hashtag be kind. And of course, Apple changing your phone so you can't use the radio function or the browse function, you have to listen to this Pro BLM playlist. Very reminiscent of a Doctor Who episode, which somebody flagged up to me earlier, which was broadcast about 10 years ago. We also have that clip, and we're going to roll it right now. Here it is.
I've decided Parallel World Gingerbread House. We need to get out of here as fast as we can.
What are they all doing?
They're still. Like Bluetooth attachments, but everyone's connected together.
It's on my phone. It's automatic, look. It's downloading. This is what they all get. News, international news, sports, weather.
They get it direct. Downloaded right into their heads.
TV schedules, lottery numbers.
Everyone shares the same information. The daily download published by Cybus Industry. You lot, you're obsessed. You doing anything to the latest upgrade?
Oi, not my lot. Different world, remember?
Not so far off your world. This place is only parallel.
So a dystopian alternate reality where the uniformity of people's opinions are enforced by mob intimidation, as I've just talked about, and automatic downloads to your phone by giant corporations. So glad that that isn't happening to us. Oh, it is. Headline, despite corporate virtue signaling, Nike and Amazon both targeted by rioters. Now, yesterday, or a few days ago, I believe it was, Nike got on the board early. They got on the bandwagon early with this corporate virtue signaling. Again, Nike of, you know, third world sweatshop fame, they care about injustice, tweeted a video in which the company urged people, don't turn your back on racism, don't pretend there's not a problem in America, unless you're paying children slave wages in the third world, then it's fine. Be part of the change. Then Amazon also echoed that by tweeting this, the inequitable and brutal treatment of black people in our country must stop. Together we stand in solidarity with the black community. Nike stores all over America are being looted, as you can see right here, so that didn't really work, did it? And then Amazon pledged their support for the rioters, even as their own employees were being targeted by the mob. And in this article you can see video footage out of Santa Monica, California, shows an Amazon truck being ransacked by a group of what the media will no doubt describe as white nationalists. Because, of course, that's the narrative they're running with. You can see the mob looting the Amazon delivery truck and knocking what looks like an old white lady to the ground while ripping the purse out of her hands in this video. Again, a vicious attack by white nationalists. So, didn't work for Nike, didn't work for Amazon. Their stores are getting looted. Their employees are getting attacked. Don't reckon Nike really gives a damn about that, though, because, of course, they sponsored Colin Kaepernick, who started the whole Take a Knee movement. And from that 2018 ad in which Kaepernick asserted, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything, just do it, they made $6 billion. So is it really worth a few stores getting ransacked, the loss of some stock, that $6 million corporate virtue signal, $6 billion corporate virtue signal? You bet it is. Absolutely incredible. We're going to come back and talk about the sister, the woman whose sister was shot dead at a Black Lives Matter protest. It's getting next to zero media attention, as you would expect. We'll be back.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Summit.news studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
So celebrities and ordinary people alike are being publicly shamed and cancelled for not virtue signalling hard enough. That's the stage that we've reached. The actress Emma Watson is trending on Twitter at the moment because she posted 3 black squares on Instagram, not the one that was demanded by the mob. And then she also posted 3 white squares on her Instagram page so it wouldn't ruin the aesthetic. Now Emma Watson is being publicly humiliated and cancelled on Twitter by the mob. By the way, in the UK, where we had the clap for the NHS every week for the past 6 weeks, the same NHS that moved all the coronavirus victims, elderly coronavirus victims out of hospitals and into care homes and killed thousands more people. Yeah, that NHS, who we applaud every week because they're so good. Now there's going to be a take a knee for George Floyd. And that's going to take place from Wednesday, 3rd of June, tomorrow at 6 p.m. I presume it'll be more silent than the applause and the fireworks and the bagpipes that we've seen for the NHS, but I'm sure after they take a knee for George Floyd, they will be applauding themselves afterwards and posting it on social media because they're such good allies. Speaking of that video, woman kneels on demand in the street to apologize for her white privilege. A video clip shows a woman immediately obeying a black man's request to kneel on her feet in the street and apologize for her white privilege. I think we've got the clip. Let's play it now. I'll speak over it. It's fine. So basically, he's pointing at her. He's giving her like hand gestures like he's training a dog to roll over. Runs up to her on the street. I think he's probably trolling because he says, I work for Black Lives Matter. And that the CEO of the company has told him to come out, tell white people to get on their knees. So whether he's trolling or not is not the issue. The issue is her reaction. She immediately gets down on her knees and prostrates herself, genuflects to this powerful Black Lives Matter activist, and apologizes for her white privilege. Although, at the beginning of the encounter, she seemed quite afraid of the black man. A little bit of racism shining right through there. So we have that going on. We have cops across America literally taking a knee as their cities are burned and looted to the ground. We love our law enforcement officers. And we have this headline out of New York Post. Luxury designer Virgil Abloh slammed for donating a measly $50 to protesters' bail fund. So because he only gave $50 to bail out criminals and looters that beat people up in the streets viciously, now he's being publicly humiliated. Protesters ignited by the death of George Floyd are dragging luxury designer Virgil Abloh for being cheap in supporting their cause. He's the artistic director of Louis Vuitton Menswear. He posted on his Instagram stories that he had donated $50 to protesters in need of bail money. And after that, or before that, he'd made some other comments on his Instagram, which got him in some hot water. Again, he wasn't showing enough vehement praise, wasn't prostrating himself enough. He's black, by the way. Two Black Lives Matter protesters. He donates cash to bail out literal criminals, but it's not enough. So now he's being publicly humiliated and shamed. Meanwhile, speaking of cash, Fox 11 Los Angeles reports looter explains his motive after being caught by police. A group of looters broke into the store and began to flee. As they got into the car, one of them wasn't fast enough and was left behind by his group. Police were able to catch him and he was taken into custody. This is in Minnesota, I think. And he explained... No, it was in LA, LAPD. He explained why he was looting the store. Was he trying to get justice for George Floyd? Was he just angered by the mistreatment of black people? No, I'll let you listen to his explanation for why he was looting the store. Let's play the clip.
We saw a looter actually get taken down by LAPD a short time ago. So we're at Wilshire and 26. There's a New Balance store on the corner. We saw a group of looters breaking in. They tried to flee. They got into a car and took off, but they left one guy behind who wasn't fast enough. LAPD saw and began pursuit. If we can pull up that video right now, we'll show it to you. We started rolling as soon as we saw LAPD see them. You're going to see an LAPD cruiser immediately take off after one of the looters who was running on foot trying to get away. He tries to turn a corner, LAPD catches up to him, they get out, and he immediately surrenders and gets taken down without incident. Now, I had the chance to interview this guy just a short time ago, and he was very candid about why he's out here. Take a listen to what he had to say.
All right, man, we saw you at the New Balance store. Why are you out here?
Man, period, point blank, just like all my real ones trying to do, trying to get some monies. Donation, that's it. I'm trying to get some dough, that's it.
Just out here for the money?
Yeah, pretty much.
Anything to do with the protests, what happened in Minnesota?
I mean, a little bit to do with that too, you feel me? But not really. I'm out here for the dough.
Was it worth it?
Obviously not. I'm out here hemmed up. Yeah, y'all see it. Man, if y'all don't get some money, do it right. Don't do it the dumb way. Do it the smart way. Yeah.
Thanks for your time, man. Best of luck to you.
Well, you've got to admire him for his honesty, right? I'm here for the dough. Are you here for the protest, George Floyd? No, not really. I'm here for the money. Again, that's where the money's going, to bail people out of jail like him. Some of these celebrities donated up to $200,000 to bail out looters, some of whom have literally burned down stores owned by black business owners. Those are the nice, tolerant, peaceful protesters. Meanwhile, we've got another video clip here. One of you shot my sister, protester killed by another protester in Iowa. This was a video uploaded to Twitter earlier today. Let's go ahead and roll this shocking clip.
I'm waiting for everyone to get on. So I hope y'all know what the f*** you did. My sister is gone. And it's not from a cop. It wasn't from no f***ing cop. I don't get on live. And I don't care about this Facebook shit. But my sister is gone because one of you, a protester, shot my sister. A protester. Not even the police. Because you guys, I lost my sister. I lost my sister because you're so mad at the police. You're hurting everyone else. You're so mad at the police. You guys killed my sister. For those who don't know, it wasn't the police who shot my sister. It was one of y'all. And I swear to God, we will find out who the fuck did it. And I promise to God, that will be the last thing y'all ever remember. It wasn't the police. Y'all are wild as fuck. Y'all walk around with guns and you act and you pretend to be tough and you pretend to be something you're not, and you got my sister killed. Not by the police, but by your ignorance. By your fucking ignorance. I gotta bury my sister. I gotta bury my sister because y'all brought guns. It wasn't a rubber bullet. It was a fucking gun. So I hope y'all know this wasn't the police. This was the ignorance of every single one of y'all that decided to shoot into a fucking crowd. And that bullet just happened to hit my sister. And I'm getting off live because it's nothing more needs to be said. But I'm gonna keep it up because it wasn't the police. It was you. And no, I gotta bury the only person I had in my life. The person that took care of me. The person who took beatings for me so I didn't have to. The person who was there for everything when I had my seizures. When I don't know. I don't have nothing else to say. I just hope you know that your ignorance and your right.
So you'd expect that to be a national news story, right? A protester shooting another protester. No, there's literally 100 times more anger today on Twitter over that woman who filmed the Nickelodeon stunt, which made her kid cry, than this poor woman losing her own sister to another protester. There was one Associated Press report that I saw on this that named the victim as 22-year-old Italia Marie Kelly, who was killed as she was leaving a protest in Davenport. She's biracial. Her and a friend were getting into a vehicle to leave around midnight. She was shot and died basically immediately. Once again, celebrities, the likes of Seth Rogen, Justin Timberlake, Chrissy Teigen, who've all vowed to bail out those arrested for rioting across the country. Is any of that cash, which is up to $200,000 in some cases, going to go to bailing out somebody, a murderer, who literally killed another protester? And is the mainstream media ever going to make this into the national story that should be? Don't hold.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Internationally from the Summit Top News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Right, in the final segment, we're going to get into some final news stories. First, I want to direct your attention to the massive sales at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the flash sale taking place, 60% off all your favorite products right now, including the 8-pack power stack, the Total Health and Performance System, featuring 8 powerful new formulas in one convenient package, working from dawn till dusk for your everyday health. 5-star reviews across the board on that, and a massive 70% discount on that product. It's never been more important to keep your immune system boosted. You can do that with 70% off the 8-pack power stack available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have a raft of discounts on other products, including the Knockout Sleep Aid, DNA Force, Brain Force, and of course Turbo Force, the fantastic energy drink. So you can save a ton of money, stock up on your favorite products, and most importantly, support this network as it's yet again under attack like never before by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, the 60% off flash sale. Go there today. Now, the entire basis of this rioting, this looting, these vicious attacks on innocent people, they claim that black people are indiscriminately, disproportionately targeted in killings by white police officers is, of course, complete bunk. It was bunk during the Ferguson riots. It was bunk during the Pittsburgh riots, and it's still bunk to this day. Leonidas Johnson, and I tweeted this earlier, retweeted it, who is black, by the way, got all these stats from the FBI crime statistics. We've shown them many times before, but he compiled them once again. He tweeted this: for every 10,000 black people arrested for violent crime, 3 are killed. For every 10,000 white people arrested for violent crime, 4 are killed. And then idiots in the thread were saying, oh, but there's many more white people in America than black people. No, it's equal measures. 10,000 black people, 10,000 white people arrested for violent crime. The figures show from the FBI, 3 are killed in the case of black people, 4 are killed in the case of white people. So again, completely undermines the entire basis of this protest. There you see his tweet right there. Brandon Tatum tweeted today. He's also black, by the way. There's about 44 million African Americans in this country. Last year, 245 were killed by cops. 9 were unarmed. If my math is correct, that's 0.000006%, literally. What are you all doing at this point? John Miller tweeted, he's also black. Anyone going to talk about how police shoot and kill twice as many white people as black people? Or does that ruin the whole, oh Lord, we are being hunted narrative? And of course, stats put out by US News and World Report using FBI data show that interracial killings, whites killed by blacks, is at least double blacks killed by whites, and has been for the past 15 years. But again, hate facts don't matter when the truth is determined by a mob which intimidates people into having uniformity of opinion. The facts don't matter. The objective truth doesn't matter. It's what you are intimidated into not only believing it, accepting, but as we've seen with this Blackout Tuesday trend, also amplifying. If you don't amplify it, then you're part of the problem. Meanwhile, 5 years ago, I wrote this article, which is basically impossible to find now because Google broke its own search engine to censor us. Headline: inspiration behind Black Lives Matter is on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. Yes. The literal spiritual guru cited by the founders of Black Lives Matter is literally a cop killing domestic terrorist on the run. Oh, but it's a peaceful movement. The inspiration behind the Black Lives Matter movement, the individual cited by its founder, regularly quoted by its supporters, is a convicted cop killer who's on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. As far as I know, still is. Black Lives Matter was founded by militant feminists Alicia Garza, Patrice Cullors, and Opel Tometi, with Garza widely recognized as the most influential of the three. In an article which details the philosophical foundation of Black Lives Matter, Garza cites, quote, "Asarta's powerful demand in my organizing work." Who is she talking about? She's talking about Asarta Shakur, otherwise known as Joanne Deborah Chesimard, a radical feminist and Marxist revolutionary who escaped from prison in 1979 while serving a life sentence for the murder of New Jersey State Trooper Werner Forster. That's right. On May 2nd, 1973, along with two other accomplices, she killed Forster, execution style, at point-blank range during a routine traffic stop. Again, this is the spiritual founder of Black Lives Matter. For Shakur, the shooting was a culmination of years of militant radicalism during which she joined and left the Black Panther Party because it was not violent enough. And then the rest of the article goes through numerous other examples of her militant violence, why she's on the run, why she's in exile in Cuba, and why, last time I checked at least, she's still on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. But BLM, it's a peaceful organization. Of course, during the 2014 to 2016 era, there you see her most wanted page on the FBI's terrorist list website. But it's the peaceful movement. During that whole era, before Trump was elected, and the 2 years before Trump elected, we saw much the same scenes as we're seeing now. Maybe we didn't see them in as many cities, because you remember the Ferguson riots, the Baltimore riots, the Pittsburgh riots. During those riots, BLM protesters marched down the street in one case in New York and chanted, "What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want it? Now." But again, it's a peaceful movement. And as I document in this article, last December, this is talking about December 2014, Ishmael Brinsley, you probably remember this one, shot two NYPD officers in the head
as part of a, quote, revenge attack for the death of Michael Brown. So these are literally terrorist attacks done in the name of Black Lives Matter. Does that mean the entirety of Black Lives Matter is terrorist? No, that's never been the argument. But at its core, it has a violent ethos, and its spiritual guru is literally a cop-killing terrorist. In June, again, this is 2015, two Black Lives Matter supporters admitted to masterminding a plot to blow up a police station and kill numerous cops in Ferguson, Missouri, again in an effort to avenge the death of Michael Brown. Armed Black Panthers also called for the murder of police officers during an open carry march at the South by Southwest Festival in March 2015, chanting, "The only good pig is a pig that's dead." But again, this is a peaceful movement. You, of course, probably remember the horrific on-air shooting of those two news reporters, Alison Parker and Adam Ward, by a gunman called Bryce Williams. That occurred back in 2015. Why did he shoot them? Well, in his own words, to inflame a race war. And as I document in this article, both the NYPD killings and the deaths of Parker and Ward were celebrated by supporters of Black Lives Matter. Then you fast forward to 2016, of course, right before the election season really got into high gear, we had the killings of police officers in Dallas. Headline, "Police chief suspect upset about Black Lives Matter wanted to, quote, kill white people." This was the guy who killed five Dallas police officers back in July 2016. You probably remember the horrific scenes during that time. Well, Dallas Police Chief David Brown said the prime suspect behind the sniper attack on police was a Black Lives Matter sympathizer who, quote, wanted to kill white people. This is what he said. Quote, the suspect said he was upset about Black Lives Matter. He said he was upset about the recent police shootings. So we have numerous examples of Black Lives Matter supporters literally carrying out terrorist attacks, calling for dead cops, killing cops, including that horrific event in Dallas. And as you see from last night, this video, several examples, three that I linked to just in the one article, of, quote, protesters literally running over cops, making their bodies horrifically contort and fly up into the air. Another police officer in this instance being beaten by two protesters on the streets. But again, it's a peaceful movement. Meanwhile, New York cops enforce social distancing despite riots just 2 miles away, which reminds me, in the UK last week, we had an entire week's news cycle of the media whining about one government advisor because he broke social distancing rules to provide urgent care for his child by driving up north. A few days later, literally thousands of BLM Antifa protesters congregate in London. Suddenly, all concerns about social distancing, remember they said to the anti-lockdown protesters in America that they were literally killing granny by going out on the streets and protesting. When thousands of people riot and loot, concerns about social distancing have suddenly been dropped, haven't they? Meanwhile, Las Vegas cop on life support after being shot in the head by a rioter. That's not getting very much news attention. There were also four cops shot in St. Louis last night. They're still in hospital. Thankfully, it looks like they will survive. Meanwhile, some good news. Poll finds clear majority of Americans want military to help police deal with riots. And even a majority of Democrats want that. So again, the silent majority is maybe now having its voice. That's going to wrap it up. War Room coming up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.